and are playing with it, which is I fall into that camp. I'm kind of playing with breaking it. I'm playing with training my own Luras, doing model bending. I'm working with Meta Creation Lab to do some of this, which is really exciting. They're also SFU affiliated. Philippe is my friend who's a prof here. But I mean, there's so much going on, really, in new media, because it's such a huge umbrella thing. It's so much going on. You have installations with projection. We have interactive pieces. We have robotics happening. We have it's really exploding, and you can really see that. I mean, I'm sure if you go onto, I don't know, like an Instagram or onto social media, you can go and you can just go for hours and just watch people's work, and it's fantastic.
Right. I'm very interested in the collaboration project that you work with, the Meta Creation, their lab, right? So before we jump into that topic, we will listen to a music from Andy Shauf, Shauf. The song is called Quite Like You. Welcome back to Call Me Negotiator. And me and Erica has been talking about people, collaboration, the cultural differences, and also the digital art in the AI field or the AI applied in the digital art field. And Erica is a professional in this field. And let's talk about something you mentioned, in your field, the collaboration you had with different AI labs in Vancouver, Canada.
Mm-hmm. With MetaCreation Lab, our collaboration started. They were building Autoloom, which is an open source software visualizer that anybody can download if you want to download it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the first artist to put a data set through it, which is pretty cool. The work that came out of it, so we did video and stills from this, and we called it Dreamscape. So Dreamscape has since gone on to show at Ars Electronica, it's showed on Salt Spring Island, it's going to be showing in Texas at the Texas University actually soon, I think. So, these kind of collaborations are really amazing because you can we're always more together, right? It's working in film is also like this, you know? There's so many things that you can do, and you can build something much bigger and much more complex together. I'm really grateful to be working with MetaCreation Lab, and we continue to work together. I'm doing some R&D with some, I talked about the model bending, so that's with Comfy UI, which is also open source.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you can build, it looks almost like a circuit board that you're putting together, and you can make it do different things. So like you can build something that's a prompt to image, like a traditional kind of prompt to image, but you could also do an image that image to image, and then build in like having a prompt in it as well. Like you can just build much more complex systems, or have it loop back on itself, which is model bending. So it kind of goes through this other loop. I'm looking to do some more video pieces, so that's what I'm working on right now.
Video pieces in the art field, or I want to understand that the combination of AI or digital art, right? Like the digital part and the art part.
Mm-hmm.
So could you share a little bit about, from your perspective, of course, what like art brings to people? Because there's some kind of values from different field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I know it's aesthetically appealing.
It can be, but it can also not be.
Oh, like aesthetically annoying.
So
there's some kind of value from art, right, to us.
Mm-hmm.
If you would bring two or three points of them.
The value of art in general, I mean, oh goodness, if we talk about art in general and the value to people, I mean, everything around you is affected by art and design. The world that's architecture, that's, any advertisement, any website design, this is all has aesthetic. Everything has an aesthetic.
Mm.
So whether or not you understand the effect that it's having on you, it's having an effect on you.
Mm.
And artists will play with this in different ways. Like you'll have installation artists who maybe play with, they'll have a smell. So it smells like fresh oranges, and it'll be, maybe you'll have like a warm peachy color, and maybe you'll feel something, and it affects you. You cannot not be affected by this. So something is emoting from you a little bit. And different art affects people differently, right? We all have different tastes and different aesthetics that we gravitate towards.
I see. So it's not just visual. It's like you have to feel the arts, or the arts can affect you and influence you through five senses.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. I think that is, like, effect or influence is a good verb to use instead of, like you said, it cannot just be positive or appealing. It could be...
Yes.
Disturbing.
Yeah, and I do play with a push-pull of that in my own work. I would say that some of the work is a little grotesque, or is, like, there is a bit of that. I don't want it to be purely beautiful. I want to Yeah, it's not to push it necessarily into all the way into like a shock art piece, like which there are artists who do this, right? They want to really, really shock the audience and really like do something that is disturbing and shocking. And it's not, I'm not necessarily fully going there, but I like to kind of play with it a little bit. So there's something in it that's very appealing, but there's also something in it that is a little grotesque or a little bit pushes you back. So you have this maybe a little slightly almost confused, like a slight confusion in the viewing of it.
I got it. I feel like you explained it in a very good way or clear way for me to understand that art is not just like make you feel appealed. It's mostly to bring you this emotional like shock, or not necessarily shock, right? But like you feel like you feel something. It brings you some kind of feeling.
You should feel something from it. If you feel nothing, then like, I mean, maybe it's not either not very good art or not something that is, you know, you just don't care very much about it, maybe.
I see. So it's like either reinforce some kind of feeling that you've already have, or to discover some feeling from your maybe subconsciousness or somewhere you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of, like with the art that I make, sometimes it's been as a reaction to things that I don't have words for to say. And so you say it in a visual medium because there's things, you know, there's that saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes we don't have, you know, the way to express ourselves verbally. So then to express visually or in a different way is, you know, and I'm sure that there is that with dance or with, you know, other forms of in the art world as well, right?
Right. That is like a huge value because we're hard to achieve those, like, feelings, right? Like a lot of people trying to do different kind of thing, like, or let's say everybody trying to do all different kind of things to get different kinds of feelings, to feel that I am alive or I don't know, like bring up some kind of emotions. So I feel like I know, but I don't know. That's the reason why artists do their work to do that, right? So now I understand the foundational concept of art, but then how do you think the digital art or AI can be used to, I guess, expand this value or expand the effect that arts can bring to people?
Okay. So, I mean, this is also a big question. I mean, there's so many things that we can do. But in my own practice, I would say that I'm always mirroring what's happening in society. So it's kind of looking at the body, the self, the identity in this very mediated world that we have. And AI is obviously, I mean, we've had basic, you know, versions of AI for a long time, but in this kind of new AI that's out right now, like, it's a bit different. And I think it's worthy, like, one of the reasons I enjoy being a new media artist is because I like to enjoy, explore new things. I like to always be trying and always be exploring with my practice. You know, and some people, as an artist, they prefer to find something, get really, really good at it, and really, really like dig into that particular thing. And it's maybe a little less exploratory than my own practice.
I see. I definitely feel like I jumped the question one step further because if AI or what AI should be used in the art field, right? So I think I assume that AI or the digital technology would just expand the value or expand the times of the affection that...
Yeah, I mean, like, you're going to be able to do, like, so... I can make many more pieces if I want to with AI. But then, you know, if you have access to doing more things, it doesn't mean that all of those things are going to be great. So then you have a curatorial, your time is going to be spent on curatorial, right? If, like, let's say I wanted to make a movie and I didn't want to collaborate with anybody else and I wanted to do it all myself, I could do this if I wanted. Like, you know, it expands, like, especially for people who are, like, a little bit more polyglot in the ways that they are generalist or interdisciplinary in the ways that they work. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's fantastic. Because you can, if you want to, you can go find a video of how to do something and make it happen. Or you can... you can just ask your agent to build something for you or whatnot. It still takes time. It's not a push of a button. If you have an idea for something, it's even now even more real than ever that this thing could happen. Like, you can make this happen.
I see.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense because you mentioned about one point is this kind of technology can gradually erase the barrier of making some big team program, right, or project. But on the other hand, you also mentioned about we can produce a lot. Mm-hmm. And I definitely can tell that some people would see it as a threat. Right. Mm. But some people can see it as a benefit. Mm-hmm. So what is your opinion?
Well, OK, so let's think about when we went from film camera to digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I can take, I used to have a rolls of film and I could take, I don't know, like I take 30 pictures and then I have to go get it developed or I develop it in the dark room. Mm-hmm. And it's this other process. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then digital cameras came and you can take thousands of photos.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean that a digital picture is less valuable than a film a picture that's taken with film? I mean, to some people, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fair. It's, I think that some people have taste preferences of certain ways, certain processes that things are made. The same with like a movie that's shot on film. Like some people will say it looks this specific way and it has this something, je ne sais quoi, to it that digital does not hit. And I would say that this is probably going to be true too with anything. People are going to say, there's going to be people who say, I feel that... maybe digital art, like before AI, I liked better because you could see maybe you could see more of this specific hand in it, or you know, this certain thing.
Yeah, a handcraft.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the AI that I've been playing with is trained off of my own artwork, right? So it's you know, hundreds of hours of work that I put into doing these artworks already, and then I'm making more artwork with it. So I think
so
it's...
What you mentioned about artwork means you did this artwork by hand?
I mean, on a computer. Some of it... no, most of the work I think I have in that data set is like Photoshop, or is like glitch pieces, or is all sorts of sorts of stuff on there. But I was not drawing. Like, this is not drawings.
Oh, so it's like all different kind of ways or methods to be adopted and applied into your art. And then now you are even including more technology.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always trying to be advanced in this field, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really interesting to like iterate and like take back in older work and have this kind of cycle in the artwork. So I like to go back and look at older pieces and maybe do a recreation with that older piece. I was doing that. Actually, that's one way I was utilizing AI previously. I was taking older artworks and then animating them, just for short clips. But yeah. I thought that was interesting. It was like an interesting way to kind of breathe a new life into a piece.
For sure. I'm definitely kind of like someone like you. Like, I love new things. I want to be innovative or immersed in innovative world almost every day, every single second. So I love it. By the way, some audiences asked, where can we see your artwork?
So if you have Instagram, you can go check it out. My Instagram is at Lapidat Jensen. So that's LAPADAT JANZEN.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, definitely.
I did a little redraw it out too.
I know. Because they actually asked, so I just wanted to ask that before I forget. And I also wanted to know that how do you see where this field would go. Of course, you're not going to see the future, but I just want to know from your perspective, right? Eventually, not eventually, this is like, I think even Elon Musk cannot answer this question, but how do you want it to go? Where do you want it to go? And how do you feel like you can adopt those kind of technology to make it to go that way, let's say?
Oh, goodness. How do I want the future to go? I mean, I have a lot of ideas of how I'd like the future to go. I believe in universal basic income. I believe that we can have a better world than the one that we have right now. I think that technology is a tool that we can use for this, and art is a way to critique the culture, to look at the culture, to reflect the culture, right?
Right. By the way, what is like which part your art is going to reflect culture and what kind of culture?
So my art, I work specifically with identity, with representation, I do a lot of self-portraiture. I work a lot with like the body online. What is it to be mediated in this way? We're mediated more than ever before, right? There's, you know, we have, we're on a camera right now. But, you know, we have all of these pictures going up. We have, we're getting recorded all the time, all of these things. How is that affecting us? How is that affecting our ideas of self? How, you know, especially when social media kind of boomed out, I did a show that was around the idea that everybody's just looking for a good profile picture, you know? So they want to be in the art now. So we did a whole show where, actually we did two iterations of this show where people would come in and become, like the artists would do something with the audience, and then they would become part of the art. So whether that was a photograph or that was a video piece or what have you. And so, like, I've been thinking about this for a long time. Like, how are we changing in relation to this fast-moving technology?
I see.
And how do we see ourselves?
Right. So when you talk about culture, it's not just, like, national culture or nation-wise culture or gender-like culture. The culture is more about, could you identify it?
I mean, of course I'm affected by living in, like, you know, living in Canada, living in Vancouver. Of course I'm affected by being a woman. I'm sure that some of those themes would be seen in my work to some extent. But no, it's more so about just
like seeing ourselves.
Yeah, seeing ourselves and being more aware of ourselves. Like to be like with COVID, being on Zoom all the time, or like being on camera all the time for meetings and stuff. It really changed how we perceive ourselves.
Right.
And I think that it's changing how we perceive ourselves more and more. Like people, I think this is also seen in like the rise of plastic surgery. This is seen in, a lot of things around this.
Right. Do you feel like this kind of self, kind of like seeing ourselves or seeing or discovering our self-identity would be different to different genders?
Yeah, I think so. I think that
does that separate, let's say, male and female, or it make male and female more empathetic to each other?
I mean, I do think that things are like I think that things are like kind of leveling out in certain ways with the gender or like genders right now. Yeah, even though we have a gender war happening at the same time. So this is kind of a fun paradoxical thing. As women are more in the workforce, as, all of these things are evening out a bit, there's also this big pushback. We have trad wives. We have, this kind of pushback to, in the U.S., you have the Roe versus Wade getting overturned, so some rights getting taken away. But then you have things like looks maxing, you know, that the guys are doing, but which is something that women have been doing for a long time already, you know?
I see.
So you see like this leveling out, even though it's done in this kind of interesting way, it is kind of this leveling out you know, expectations of what people are supposed to do. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your perspective. As always, when we find there's so many things to dive in, but it's also like walking towards to the end of our show. But I had such a fun conversation and observed and learned a lot about art, about how art affects ourselves and affect cultures, right? Mm-hmm. And also we learned your through your entrepreneurial lens to see or to be more alert about who to work with, who to not. So basically, it's really about people. It's really about human, no matter the work you do or how do you do the work, who do you do the work with, right? Thank you so much for joining us today. And I would love to talk more about your work and your perspective in arts and in human nature in the future. So this is definitely more to talk about.
Always more.
Yeah, and I love that. So thank you so much for joining us. And you've been listening to Communicator 跨文化对谈 on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in Greater Vancouver area. And before we wrap up, a big shout out to everyone who works behind the scene at CJSF and keep this station running. I'm really grateful to be part of this community and for all the people who make independent community radio possible. Thank you to my guests for joining me today, and thank you for listening. And as we like to say in Chinese, 祝大家身体健康,好运连连, wishing you lots of joy and good luck in life. This is Charlotte from Common Negotiator, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.